There was a study of United States soldiers in World War II that came out shortly after World War II that argued that men in the United States forces anyway during World War II were not especially concerned with the great political issues of the time. As I said earlier, they were loyal to their peers. Well, some Civil War historians have taken that study of American soldiers in World War II and have, in essence, applied it to soldiers during the Civil War and have concluded that there wasn't that much political discussion, political thinking that went into why Civil War soldiers decided to fight. Bell Wiley, one of the pioneering historians of the common soldier, certainly takes that view in much of his work. He doesn't find that the men were much concerned at all with ideological issues. He says that they joined for a number of reasons. They might have wanted adventure, a desire for camaraderie with other men, the chance to earn glory in battle, any number of reasons apart from an ideological reason, a war against slavery, a war to defend freedoms, a war to advance the legacy of the founding generation. Wiley would have said those things were not very important. He would have said peer pressure could be important. If all your friends were going into the service, then you'd probably go too if you didn't want to be held up as someone who was not patriotic. There's another current in the literature, however, that argues just the opposite. And one of the leading practitioners of this is James M. McPherson. His book For Cause and Comrades is an excellent example of a work that presents these arguments. This strain in the literature says that, yes, there was a strong ideological component in why men decided to fight on one side or the other. Historians make the argument that soldiers read a lot. Most of them are 24 years old or so. That's sort of the average age of enlistees. They're from a literate society. They read newspapers. They read other books. They like to go to political speeches. They are attuned to the politics of their time. They do care about ideology. They would say that they fought for liberty or Republican ideals from the Revolution. They would say on both sides that they were the inheritors of the revolutionary tradition. This strain in the literature, this group of scholars says just the opposite, that unlike American soldiers in World War II, if it's true that our World War II soldiers didn't much care about ideology, Civil War soldiers, both sides, in contrast, did care about those things and cared passionately, especially the soldiers who enlisted freely before the draft in either side, before the Confederate draft in the spring of 1862, before the United States draft the following spring, the soldiers who went by the hundreds of thousands into the armies in 1861 and early 1862, those men especially cared about the great issues, the great ideological issues of the time. There's also been an argument about whether idealism, if it was present in the beginning, survived. Some scholars have said no, that the process of fighting and marching and the humdrum of camp life and seeing your friends blown apart and so forth eroded that idealism, and soon men did end up basically with loyalty to their comrades and to their units. Others, again, have argued that the ideology remained right to the end, especially among those men who enlisted freely, which would be the majority of the soldiers in the first year of the war. What about slavery and emancipation? How did those figure as motivations? Did Southern soldiers go into the army to protect slavery? Now, we know that the vast majority of Southern soldiers didn't own slaves, just as the vast majority of white Southerners as a whole did not. So was slavery the primary motivational factor for them? They certainly didn't write about it in their letters home, but they probably wouldn't, because it was such a given of their society. Of course, slavery's part of their society. I think that without doubt, the overwhelming majority of Confederate soldiers would have considered their slave-based society the right kind of society. They would have approved of slavery in that society, but that doesn't mean that most of them went to war just to protect slavery. They had ideas about personal liberty and freedom that were not necessarily just centered on slavery. They didn't want someone else telling them how they should order their society and run their lives, and I think many of them believed that's why they were fighting. On the Union side, how many were fighting for emancipation? White soldiers. I think a very small percentage would have said emancipation was the key reason that they were taking up arms to fight the South. The overwhelming majority of Northern soldiers, I think, would say they were fighting for Union, to preserve the Union, to put the Union back together.